got portable systems.
You I did take my DS with me, so I played a little bit on the plane. And then when I was in New York all week, and I went to see the guys at Rockstar, and I saw Bully and Vice City Stories.
Hot. And that's about all you can say, unfortunately.
I'm not really allowed to say much about, which is really annoying, I know. But I will say that I was very, very pleasantly surprised by Bully.
That's like a big kahuna only type showing, isn't it?
I don't think so. I was just, it was one of those sort of, I'm in town, hi, do you want to go out? And well, they said, I'll stop by, play the game before you go.
Can you say anything about, like, you know, it's kind of being aimed at more of a teen audience than GTA traditionally
Bully?
Had?
Yeah, yeah.
It's rated teen, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
So do you think it is going to work for that audience? For its intended audience?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I think something that's interesting about the way that it looks and the vibe of it is it's kind of timeless, which is interesting. Kind of the way the GTA 3 was. But this is timeless in the way, I know this sounds really silly, but you know the way the school scenes in Harry Potter is, it could be 100 years ago, it could be yesterday, but there's a sort of timelessness to the environment and the characters.
Yeah. Like Rushmore.
Yeah, a little bit like that. And there's a lot of that. And the school, I mean, it's a big sort of, you know, there's a small town and a community around the school. And I think there's, you know, I think people are going to be very surprised by what it presents gameplay-wise. It's not just GTA with kids, that's for sure.
Clicks are timeless.
Huh?
Clicks. You know, like social groups that you run in.
Oh, sorry.
With a Q.
I was just
with
a Q.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not ever... I came over all English then for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you mean cliques. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Cliques, my good man.
Female listenership plus one.
And I saw Vice City Stories, which was, it was a very, very brief look at it. But the interesting thing about this one is they're not going to be moving it to PS2. It's going to be PSP only this time. It's much more focused on that platform.
That could actually work out good for them, right?
Yeah, and I think some of it is because the tech is a lot more sort of focused on the handheld, and I played it very briefly, and it was definitely an improvement over Liberty City Stories. But they did find Liberty City sold 2.2 million copies.
Holy crap.
Wow.
I mean, actually sold. I mean, that's not...
Uncombined?
Shipped.
The two SKUs?
No, PSP.
World.
It's the biggest...
Wow.
Biggest
Europe and America together?
Yeah,
okay.
The whole world.
That's a lot.
So, I mean, you know, they've...
Two for every PSP that's actually being played.
Shane just gestured like he was wearing the WWF championship belt.
It's like, PSP ain't going so bad after all.